Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we've been studying the subject of living a surrendered life. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." As Christians today, we are still called by God to live a life of following Jesus that includes denying ourselves. And that expression, denying ourselves, means a willingness to surrender all of our self rights to God, surrendering our rights to the Lord. In other words, denying ourselves by a choice of our will the right to choose our way in life, to make our own decisions, to choose our own mate, to choose our own career, to choose where we'll live and when we'll live there. We have those rights as human beings with the free will, and yet we are called by Jesus as his followers to be ones that are willing to lay down or surrender our rights on the altar of God, that we might allow him to choose for us and direct our lives rather than be people who are directed by self. Instead, we will be people who are directed by the Spirit of God and not driven by selfish motives. A life, a surrendered life, certainly runs contrary to our cultural indoctrination, where we are encouraged to pursue self-fulfillment, self-realization, self-improvement. God wants us to be God-improved, wants us to be fulfilled by God, empowered by God, motivated by God, and led by God. Are you willing to live a self-surrendered lifestyle, a lifestyle where you're surrendered to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who does know what's best for you and has a greater plan for you than you could design in your own mind? God wants us to deny ourselves and follow him. And yet the rewards that come to the person who is truly willing to surrender his or her life to God are beyond compare. Moses was such a man that was willing to surrender his rights to the Lord. As you'll recall from the book of Genesis, Moses was a Hebrew born at a time when the Jews lived in Egypt and Pharaoh had decreed that all male children of the Hebrews were to be killed. When Moses was born, his mother, Jochebed, hid him for 3 months. But the day came when he was placed in a little ark that she had made and set it in the Nile River, covering it with pitch to keep it waterproof, trusting that God had a divine appointment for this child and would not allow the child to perish. Providentially, Pharaoh's daughter came down to the Nile River to bathe at the same time that Moses in his little ark was floating in the water in the reeds. Pharaoh's daughter heard the baby cry and had her attendants get the little basket. And sure enough, there was a male Hebrew child. By divine intervention, God inspired Pharaoh's daughter to have a heart for the child, and she adopted the child as her own son. And Moses ended up being raised and trained in Pharaoh's court. He was educated with the highest levels of education in the court of Pharaoh. And yet, when he grew up, he surrendered his rights to the riches of Egypt, which he had coming to him as Pharaoh's daughter in succession to Pharaoh's throne. And yet in Hebrews chapter 11, we are told of the faith of Moses, who willingly surrendered not only status and position, but financial security that came with that place in Pharaoh's household. He surrendered his financial security in order to follow and obey God. Hebrews 11:24 and on states it this way: by faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. Moses, it says, considered the riches of Christ greater than the treasures of Egypt. Moses had financial security by the very fact that he had been raised in Pharaoh's household, and yet Moses made a decision to follow after God and to do what God wanted him to do with his life. And Moses surrendered his financial security, his status in life, to serve God. This is a call on every single person that wants to follow God. God wants us to surrender worldly financial security. Or let me put it to you this way: God wants us to surrender the right to trust in worldly wealth, in worldly economy, in good jobs, bank accounts, stock markets, and what have you. God doesn't want our trust in those things, but our trust and our surrender always to be towards God. It doesn't mean that God does not want you to have money. We must have money to operate in the earth. God wants our security to be in Him. Jesus said, "How difficult it is for a man who trusts in riches to enter the kingdom of heaven." It had to do with the trust, where the trust was located, that the rich person was going to have trouble getting into the kingdom of heaven. It had to do with the fact that his trust and his faith was in riches or in worldly finances. God doesn't want you, if you're a wealthy person, to have your trust in those things, which, as world markets have certainly demonstrated, can disappear overnight. And yet, we are called to live that surrendered life every single day, regardless of whether your resources are small or great. C.T. Studd, who was a very famous missionary to China in the early 1900s, and the member of a very wealthy family, he gave away his vast wealth and became a missionary nearly a century ago. His slogan was this: "If Jesus Christ be God and died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him." C.T. Studd's surrender of his financial possessions that he might serve God fully was profound and a true witness in his generation. In 1912, a man by the name of William Borden, a graduate of Yale University, left one of America's greatest family fortunes to become a missionary to China. He got as far as Egypt and died of cerebral meningitis, and he was only in his 20s. But his personal motto, his life motto, is one to pursue. He said he had no reserve, no retreat, and no regrets in his consecration to God. Today, many people hold back a little reserve from God. God doesn't want us to hold back any area of our life from Him. He wants complete surrender, that He might do a complete work in your life. Suppose you had purchased a whole house and the former owner came to you with the keys, and there were 12 rooms in that house and he gives you only 6 of the keys. And you asked him, "Well, where are the other keys?" "Oh," he says, "there's a room on the second floor you can't have, and then there's a room on the third floor and one on the fourth that you can't have, and also there's a dark place in the attic which you can't have, and also the basement. But here are the keys for the others." And you would say to that person, "But I purchased the whole house and I want all the keys." And that is exactly how it is with a person who has consecrated their life to God. God wants the whole house, your whole house, all of you. You're to be the vessel or the temple of the Holy Spirit. He wants all of you. Keys to every place in your life, every part of your heart, every motive and every ambition. He doesn't want you to reserve any part for yourself. It's a full surrender that God has called us to. Is there anything in your life that you have held back from God? Any part that you'd say, well, God doesn't really want me to give him that. God understands I need to hold on to that money for this. Is there any part that you'd have reserved for yourself and not surrendered to God? Remember Jesus' words, if anyone wishes to follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Like Moses, you will find that the reproach of Christ is greater riches than the treasures of this world. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.